Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Okay, Panopticon. That's the last of it. Thanks for helping me move all this stuff down here.
No problem. Can't have our living legend hauling his own stuff to Florida on his own. Not that you couldn't have done it at the speed of sound.
Shh. Hey, I'm retired, buddy. Not the Jiffy anymore. Just Quentin Quick. Regular Joe.
Right, got it. So, you sure about adjusting to civilian life? You've never been good at taking it slow. Maybe you can find yourself a nice retired lady. I can have a look around, see if I can see any good candidates. Because I can see...
Everything, yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm not looking to meet anyone. I've had a secret identity so long, I can't wait to just find out who I am, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're Mr. Quick.
Oh! Sorry, I didn't see you walk up.
I'm Mabel. I'm the new resident greeter this month. And I'm here to, well, greet you.
Consider me greeted. I am Mr. Quick, but you can call me Quentin.
Okay.
This is my friend, Panda.
Panda?
Yep. Panda B. Jones, Esquire. At your service.
Ooh, Esquire?
Living here long, Mabel?
Oh, I've been thriving in the community for 3 years now.
Did they let 21-year-olds move in here?
Oh, no. I just turned 22 when I moved in.
Don't look half bad for a 25-year-old.
Ooh, sweet math skills. I try to keep it tight, is that what the kids say?
Now what I know.
Says here that you worked in law enforcement?
Private detective.
That must have been interesting.
Oh, he's got great stories.
Do I?
Make him tell you sometime.
Maybe I will. Nice to meet you, Quentin.
Great to meet you too, Mabel.
I'll let you finish up here. I'm in Unit 402 if you need anything.
Yeah, sure.
Nice to meet you too, Mr. Jones.
Panda, please. Mr. Jones was my father.
I'll see you around.
Au revoir, and see you later.
Panda Q. Jones?
What I said, yes.
And you can see everything, but you couldn't see her coming?
Oh, I saw her coming. Oh, I'm going to get going. It's a long drive back. You should tell her some of your detective stories. See you later. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Hope I see her later. Mabel? Just me. Sorry. I was trying not to scare you.
Oof.
Door was open and knocked. The vacuum was going.
There's my cardio for the day. Everyone leaves their doors open here, so it's no problem. Come on in, come on. Can I get you anything? Coffee? Tea? Water?
No, thank you. I've already had 6 cups of coffee this morning.
6?
I have a pretty fast metabolism. Caffeine doesn't affect me as much, so I need a bit more than average.
I'll make a note for the monthly community breakfasts. Think you can buy a keg of coffee anywhere?
You in charge of everything around here?
Nah, we take turns. But I enjoy doing it. Feels like I'm still running a business, you know?
Yeah, it's good to keep busy, is what I've heard.
It is. And there's plenty to keep you busy here. Lots of characters and hijinks.
Ah, that's why I came by, actually. Find out what's what and who's who. You seem in the know.
Oh, you even talk like a detective.
Do I? Well, I may seem hard-boiled, but I promise I've got a heart of gold under this gruff old exterior.
That's exactly what the detective says to get the dame to cooperate, though, isn't it? Before he breaks her heart.
Maybe you're the femme fatale and I shouldn't trust you.
Ooh.
Anyway.
I do have games that go on for days.
Hadn't noticed.
Knock, knock. Mabel.
Oh.
Am I interrupting anything?
No. Come on in, Jeff. Meet the new guy.
Hi.
Jeff Montana.
Quentin.
That's G-E-O-F-F. But you can call me Skip, as in Skipper.
Ah, your hat. Makes sense.
So, Q. Can I call you Q?
Yeah, sure.
See, you've already figured out who's the most popular lady around here.
Well,
I'll tell you, Q. When Mabel moved in, all the old dogs perked up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's always hounds sniffing around. But so far, no one has managed to become the big dog. Woof, woof, if you catch my drift, Q. Eh?
Maybe someday, Skip.
Woof, woof, Mabel. Just wanted to swing by and make sure we're still on for dinner tonight. I want to try this new place for oysters.
5 o'clock sharp, Skip.
Yep, sounds great. I'll see you then. Great to meet you, Kip.
Same here, Jeff.
A.K.A. Skip.
Yeah.
Don't mind Skip. He's sort of our resident bad boy. In fact, he was a supervillain.
He was? Huh. Know what his villain name was?
Oh, no. He's real hush-hush. Huh. I think he likes the mystery of it. He's got some real stories, though. Keeps the details out, but one time he was facing off against the Jiffy, and he outran him. Can you believe it?
Nope. Not one bit.
Well, I should finish tidying up.
Yeah, sure.
These dinners always end up going late. I don't get home until 8 o'clock.
Huh. Maybe I'll come by sometime and tell you some of my detective stories.
I'd love that. I'll make sure to put on 2 or 3 pots of coffee.
I'll hold you to that. Bye.
Adios.
I ran into the database and 0 hits. So if he was a supervillain, he was very good at hiding his identity.
If he was a supervillain, I'll eat his ridiculous hat. And he's impressing everyone here with stories about outrunning me.
Everyone? As in that nice Mabel we met?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell her who you really are and that this Jeff guy is a liar?
Nah, then I'm as bad as him, trying to impress her with who I used to be.
You actually were a superhero, though.
No, I gotta just let it go. These running shoes never stay tied.
Want me to tell you where Mabel is right now? I can see her.
No.
Fine. I should let you go then.
Why?
Quentin.
Oh.
That's why.
Didn't mean to startle you, sweetie.
Bye.
You weren't here a second ago, I swear.
No. It's okay. Yeah, I was out for a run and my shoe came untied, so I was bent down tying it. Probably just didn't notice me there. Just getting back from dinner?
Yeah, I was thinking of taking a walk to help settle all the oysters. Skip's big on them. I think they're okay. Want to keep me company?
Yeah, sure. That would, Sure.
Only if you're sure, though.
Well, I am, obviously.
Well, that's the one thing about living down here. All the seafood. It's great at first, but then sometimes I just want a burger, you know?
Yeah.
Or some baked mustard chili.
I make a mean baked mustard chili, actually.
Ooh, you cook?
I had to learn, what with my, metabolism. I'm always hungry, and it didn't seem right to make someone else keep me fed, so I learned to cook.
Mmm, cute cooks can consider it. You're gonna be very popular.
Really?
I'm a baker. Cookies, cakes, kolachki.
All right.
Ever had kolachki?
Mmm, poppy seeds, my favorite.
Tell you what, you make me mustard chili, and I'll make you poppy seed kolachki. Deal?
It's a date.
Jeff's not much of a chef. He does make a mean old-fashioned, though.
You guys pretty serious?
Maybe. Serious, unserious. You get to our age, what does it matter? We have some laughs, he has all his hair, and he lives comfortably from the whole supervillain thing.
And that doesn't bother you, him being a supervillain?
No, he doesn't do that stuff anymore. Just plays golf, reads historical novels, takes me out to nice dinners.
Really?
Seafood dinners, but they're nice.
When you only have so much time left, maybe you want to be even more sure, you know? When you're young, you have the time to make mistakes. When you're old, well...
Hey, who you calling old, Buster?
You know, it's,
I'm just joshing you. This is my stop. Thanks for walking me home.
Consider it. That's my middle name.
And cute.
I'll just have to take your word on that.
Well, I don't make poppy seed kolachki for just any schlub.
So I'm a super schlub, huh?
Seems so. Good night, Quentin.
Night, Mabel. She thinks I'm super. Plain old Quentin Quick, huh? What do you know?
Mabel, you home? It's Quentin.
Come on in. Be right there.
Had to go to the store this morning, lay in supplies, so I bought the stuff to make baked mustard.
Great minds. I made poppy seed kolachki this morning. Here, you take these. I'll take that and put it in the kitchen.
All right. These smell delicious. Mmm, they are delicious.
And here's 3 cups of coffee to wash them down. I got that cup as a free gift from the bank when I moved down here. I always thought, who'd need a coffee mug that size? Turns out, you.
Mmm, good coffee. Thanks so much. Here I thought I was going to surprise you.
I'm not surprised. I already knew you were considerate and a cook.
And don't forget cute.
Oh, I didn't forget.
Hey, Mabel, Q. Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, of course not. Come on in, Skip.
Are those Kowalskis? Woo, doggies. Can this little lady cook or what? You know, that's one of the reasons I popped the question last night. Cooks and cute. Am I right, cute?
And considerate.
Ooh, I like that. Cute, considerate, cooks. The three C's. Yeah, but you know, she's not too considerate. She knows how to make a fellow sweat, that's for sure. Ask for some time to think it over. But that's okay, Q, because she's a thinker, our Mabel. Yeah, and she'll make the right choice, I know. Okay, look, I can't miss my tea time. Just wanted to stop by and see my sweetie before I go. Mwah! Mm-hmm. Hey, Q, we should grab a beer sometime. You know, I can give you the skinny and all the ladies. See ya!
I can explain.
You're engaged.
No. Maybe.
That's not much of an explanation. But you know what? You don't owe me one. We just met. I misread things. That's on me. The Kowalski are great. Thanks. You can get me the dish from the Mustacholi whenever.
Wait just a second. I didn't say yes to him yet. And that's not about you. But it's not about you either.
Your explanations are not great.
Look, Skip isn't a bad guy.
He claims to have been a supervillain.
Touché. Wait, what do you mean claims? Did you look into him? Like, use your detective stuff to check his story?
Well,
to spy on him?
No. Well, yes, but...
Huh. Seems your explanations aren't so hot either, Quentin.
It just seemed fishy, so I asked around a little. I don't think he was a supervillain. And even if he was, that's not great. So either way, maybe you shouldn't trust him.
Says the guy I just met, who sticks his nose into other people's business, bringing me a Mustacholi like a nice guy, and then this?
Hey, I said this wasn't my place. I tried to leave.
Well, try harder, why don't you? Hit the bricks, Gumshoe.
I'm real sorry, Mabel, but just because I'm a heel doesn't mean Jeff isn't.
Skip, like Skipper.
Yeah, well, maybe you should skip.
Maybe you should just skip. It means leave.
Yeah, I know. Think I'll skip the drama and go.
Fine.
There's other fish in the sea, Jim.
Yeah, I know. I just feel bad. Took me 2 days to figure out who I am, and who I am is kind of a pushy jerk.
Well, maybe you should try talking to her again.
That's probably not a great idea.
I don't think you have a choice.
Quentin? Are you there?
I saw her coming.
Man.
Because I see everything.
Bob.
Go. Talk it out. Be honest. No need to call me back. I'll be watching.
Okay. Sorry to barge in. The door was open. Came to return your baking dish.
Thanks. I'm the Jiffy.
I said no.
Wait, what?
I told Skip no. Did you just say you're the Jiffy?
I...
As in the famous super speedster from the Wardens?
Yeah, I did.
Great. First Skip, and now you.
What do you mean?
When I told him no, Skip figured it was because I thought he was a supervillain, so he came clean and told me he was lying so he could be impressive. And now I come here and you lie to me about being a superhero.
I'm not lying. I was lying about being a detective, but now I'm not lying.
Huh, that's very reassuring.
Hold on. I like them out of the oven, but Kowalski are good when you let them sit a couple of days, too.
Those were in my... How did you...
Super speed. Told you. I'm the Jiffy.
Why did you lie?
Well, first off, it's never a good idea to tell civilians your secret identity right off the bat. Puts them in danger. And sometimes they try to get you to wear the suit, you
mm-hmm.
know, when... The real reason is, I wanted you to like me for me. I've been the Jiffy for more than 40 years, and I just want to be Quentin Quick now.
Well, I like Quentin Quick.
How could you not? I'm a cute, considerate cook. The three C's. Give me a second. I have to take this. What's up?
G-E-O-F-F Jeff is about to knock on your door.
Man, sometimes you're creepy, Pan.
The whole world is my Netflix and chill, Jeff.
Thanks for the heads up.
Where are you, you little weasel? Knew I'd find you here, Mabel.
Hey, Jeff.
It's Skip, like a skipper, and I'm gonna sail a boat right into your face.
Look, I know you're upset, but this isn't gonna help.
Sucking the guy that stole my girl will definitely make me feel better.
No, it won't. When he found out that you were pursuing me, he backed right off. He had nothing to do with me saying no. That was all me.
Fine. you're the one missing out, Mabel, on all this. Yeah, I got a boat, Mabel, and a 22 handicap, Mabel. I can get any woman here over 62, Mabel.
Okay, I obviously dodged a bullet there.
Well, I've literally dodged bullets, Mabel.
Think you can run to Italy and get us some real Italian food?
What? You didn't like my mustacholi?
Oh, it was good. But what's the point in having a superhero boyfriend if he doesn't use his powers for you?
Fair point. Be right back.
From Vogue, The Run Through, a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.